flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit of something for everyone here this weekend, Joe.
Boy, you're not kidding. And hey, the best show in town, Saturday and Sunday, the Florida Panthers, back home. Boy, they have quietly had a lot of road games there, and now the Miami Heat, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to be hitting the road a lot here coming up over the next couple of weeks. We got Thursday watch. So what's your gut feeling? I don't want to beat it up, but listen, it's a huge story. Jimmy Butler.
My gut feeling is it gets done.
Yeah. Me too.
It has to get done.
That's
the sad part about this, right? Now it's like at a point where there's just, you've kind of crossed the point of no return, right?
So everybody, now you've seen one of the stories out there about Steve Kerr and Steph Curry.
Yeah, they didn't want him.
They don't want him. Kill the locker room.
Yeah, that's great.
He and Draymond together.
I don't know how that leaked, but geez.
He and Draymond play really hard on the court, but I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm shocked that a team like Phoenix really wants this guy. Absolutely shocked. I think he has just no upside at this point.
So let me ask
to
you,
bring him in.
What if Golden State's just saying that to
lower the value?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's yapping. Anybody that's yapping about that or stuff's leaking out, it's leaking out for a reason. Why would Steve Kerr and Steph Curry come out and say, yeah, man, we know this Jimmy Butler. We've seen this act. This is about fourth or fifth time everybody's had a chance to see this act.
The problem is the Heat are going to get fleeced regardless because the guy has no value. Like, what value does he have at this point,
Joe?
Listen, they know that he's got the Heat, that he's holding the Heat hostage.
Right.
They know that he won't play probably again for him, so they're not going to give up a big haul just to bring this guy in.
Nope.
Now, with that being said, if he plays like he's capable of playing in the postseason, he could be a huge asset to one of these teams. But
why didn't he just, after he said he wanted out, I guess I'm just old school. Why wouldn't you just keep playing hard? You can make it clear. I'll give you an example of who's doing it the right way. This Fox out in Sacramento, was it De'Aaron Fox?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's playing. But he made it clear he wants out.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I'm not re-signing.
Because he's a pro.
Why would you not continue to play your best so you can have an opportunity to go where you want to go instead of... Because of what you've done, you may want to go certain places. They may not want you now because they're going, oh, no. You're reminded what you're acting like now is what you've done on other teams. Oh, no, our team can't take that.
You remember what he said after the first game? He said that the truth will come out eventually.
There's no truth to say. What's he going to say?
I am very intrigued to know how all this went down. Because
we
played the soundbite from training camp, right? And he goes, I don't care about the money. I'm good. I'm just here to play.
A few extra bucks.
Yeah. All of a sudden, somewhere, something happened, right? I saw someone said it was like the Phoenix game. Maybe they got in his ear or something, but something happened along the way.
Act like a Richard for a couple weeks, man. Just do everything. Miss a couple of planes. If they tell you you're going to change your role, leave. Go in the corner. Stand in the corner and since you like Tyler so much and Bam, that's how he played. Since you like Tyler and Bam so much, I'm going to go stand over in the side there and watch him while I'm on the court. So, by the way, his act is old, man. Everybody now has the history. You're getting a history lesson, and they're going back showing you all the things he did and the coaches. It's been a combination. He didn't like the coaches. He didn't like his teammates. He didn't like the money. Was mad, and they kept, by the way, Philly made a huge mistake, kept the wrong guy, no question about it. But you end up here, and he said, man, this is the place. This is it. And that thing went south. Like, go. Please get out of here. Go. Go away, man. Enough. And by the way, everybody trying this. Pat versus Jimmy. Pat wins. Pat versus Jimmy. Pat wins. Now, would you like a happy Jimmy? Would it be better for your team? Sure. But once you lose that guy, that's it, man. What are you going to do? He ain't going to change his mind. He's done. He checked out on you. He checked out. And he affects – all that stuff's true. Conduct detrimental and everything else. He's right. So, God bless the team that takes him. We'll all be watching to see how it turns out. We promise. And if it ends up being and you get to go to your number one destination, as in the Phoenix Suns, and you're with Durant and Booker and who else do they have besides Durant and Booker? I guess they're going to move somehow, trying to get Bradley Beal to please go somewhere.
Well, he has to be part of the deal, I think.
Please, Bradley Beal. We don't like you here. They keep trying that, like, we don't like you here. We don't think you're really good. Can you please let us trade you? Please.
No league is harder to figure out as far as how their salaries and trades and stuff work than the NBA, though. They got all these weird aprons
but
and
I gotta tell you,
stuff. And
Bo's right. Yesterday I was talking about, the Dolphins are in cap hell right now. They're so over.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut a couple of guys and you redo contracts, and next thing you do, you got $20 or $30 million. Dolphins have done that more than anybody. They go out and spend stupid money, and then going, I know it looks bad. Watch this. Hey, Brandon Shore, this is what we're gonna do. How much does this take off? Oh, this takes off 15. We'll redo two of us. Oh, that's 20 more. And by the way, players love when you want to redo that contract. As long as you don't say cut and pay and you just redo it, you're paying me more money up front in the offseason. I love that deal. Love that check I'm going to get. You're just wondering at what point does Mr. Ross just say hey,
no
fellas,
more.
Let me see you draft well this year. Really well. Not one guy that's a home run, the first round pick. And Woody, I was going to bring this up with Bo yesterday, and I didn't bring it up. I think we could have a left tackle, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you he can play yet. I'm not going to do that. I think we have another running back that's good, but I don't know for sure. He got some carries, and he had his moments, but I don't know how good he is. We moved up in the draft to get Jalen Wright. I think he's going to be, but I don't know for sure. The only thing I'm sure of on that team is Chop Robinson. I think is going to come back and be really good, especially in passing situations. Because he looks like, and what everybody says, his work ethic, which is part of this thing. And you got talent, and you're willing to work. And they're telling him, hey, man, right now you got one move. And we got to get something else besides beat everybody up the field and dip down low. Those are great gifts to have with your kind of speed off the ball. But we got to get some more moves in there with you. We got to get that done too. And boy, I'll tell you what, this thing's setting up. So, talking last night to my good friend Harvey, we were talking about this whole Dolphin thing. If we have to move out of that top spot and they're not madly in love and the guy's not just an absolute franchise player, which you could get help at a lot of them and they'll probably stay where they are. But if you can pick up some extra second round picks and third round picks, if this draft, and you got to make the decision, it's not everybody else, but this draft's got a bunch of starters, then I think you might have to consider there's a whole bunch of offensive linemen in the second and third round, and you can get some extra picks to get them. Maybe it's time to do it. Maybe that's part of this deal too. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. First, I want to tell you this morning about Loctite. Chev, the CEO, says, hey, Joe, man, let everybody know. Don't wait for the next storm. Let Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing be a part of your life. There's only one thing you can do when you get hit. You got to bunker down, man, and you want your home to have a strong roof. You want it to have the best windows, hurricane windows, and that's what Loctite does, man. 100% financing, zero down, no interest, no payments for a year. They got some great deals going right now for you. So the roofing part of the company, just as good as the Impact Windows and Doors, folks. They're unbelievable. This thing has really grown. They do it all in the roofing part, tile, shingle, metal flat. So if you're starting to look around, put Loctite on that group so you can call them. They take care of all of South Florida, Dade Broward and Palm Beach County. They're in West Broward if you want to go out there and see what they look like. It's an impressive setup. It really is. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. They're a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. One of their professionals will answer the phone today, get started, find out what they can do for you to protect your home.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to it here, let's get your weather update brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. I think it's in the 70s, Joe. My app might not be working. It says it's 36 degrees right now. That does not seem accurate. Speaking of not being accurate, let's get you this contest here that we're doing one more time. We're giving a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guest Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and our old friend Gavin Adcock at Hard Rock Stadium in July. To enter, text the word July to 20357. That's July to 20357. For more information, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
You realize you've been Hard Rock Stadium July so far. So good stuff.
I think Coldplay's in July, too, aren't they?
Don't start in the Coldplay thing, bro.
You're not going?
No, but I did. Did you see the numbers of they played in, like, India or someplace? They had, like, 110,000 people there.
They sold out 2 shows here in, like, 5 minutes.
Great. You like them.
I think you should go. Maybe they'll make you a believer.
I've listened to everybody's music, and if you like it, it's great.
All right.
And you like it. You like it. By the way, you know we're getting to that time for the Super Bowl. Whoever plays, it is, no matter we could come in and go, man, that was great, man. Prince was great. And everybody goes, oh, God, he sucks. And why'd they have him? And then you have this person, oh, my God, why did they have that? And you're not going to make everybody happy when you got 100 million homes watching on everything. By the way, Tom Brady, I'm looking forward to Tom Brady doing a Patrick Mahomes game. I think it's a great story for this game.
I didn't think of that. It's actually, yeah, I like that.
I hope.
Because those two guys are the comparison, right?
So those guys have been the guys that everybody is getting to the point they dislike. And mostly you dislike them because they win a lot. The way they win, and they're a big part of it. And so, yeah, and I hope Brady gets to do the one-on-one with Mahomes. I just think that would be cool as hell. The only question for me on Mahomes is he going to – like Tom Brady said he's going to play till – maybe he's in his late 30s, and they go, hey, Tom, how long are you going to play? And he goes, I don't know, I'm thinking 45. He did. And he didn't play in New England. By the way, that's when you're really great, when you go somewhere else for 3 years and you win as much as he won there. First year he wins a championship. Like, no problem. Hey, Tom, you know what this is supposed to look like. We're kind of struggling. You just kind of run the offense. Okay.
Well, if you could take one guy in their prime, which one would you take? I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Mahomes.
That's kind of a tough
I take
question.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes is clearly a more talented player. Right.
But we're not talking about who runs the faster, who's got strongest arm, although Tom Brady had a strong arm.
Then what are you talking about? Because they're both winners.
I know.
All they did was win their entire careers.
This little extra thing that Mahomes has and his running, he going to run a bunch in this game, by the way, like he did last
week.
I think last week, did they say that was the most first downs running he's had in a game in his career? But one thing I've noticed, and you go back and watch these games, as he gets deeper in the playoffs, he starts running more for first downs. He goes, all right, and let's get in. If he plays till, I don't know if he'll ever break Tom Brady's records, because Tom Brady was productive right till the friggin' end. But
if he might catch him in Super Bowls.
Still got a ways to go, man.
That really matters.
I know. And what's he looking at? His fourth? What you just told me this is the fourth one coming up if he beats the Eagles. And Tom's sitting there with
they haven't lost a playoff game in, what, 3 years?
No, it's
something like that.
It's been impressive. No question. What they're getting ready to do. Hey, we're going to have Paul Maurice on. Not bad. Lose the Stanley Cup, win a Stanley Cup, and here we are in first place.
Do you think Mahomes is the most talented player to ever play that position? Just pure talent? When you put it all together, the arm strength, the
let me hear this,
the
yeah,
smarts,
before I answer it.
The athleticism.
Like closing time.
The guy's got, right? I think he's the most talented player to ever play. So he had that, remember he had that throw where he's getting tackled at the ankles last game. He's getting tackled
all the stuff,
and he throws it into the end zone. And
I know. He'd be in that discussion for sure.
I know this is a problematic question to ask you because you played with a guy who I'm guessing you believe.
Yeah, but he can't.
Gets in that conversation, right?
But like one thing I know about Dan Marino, he's a big fan of not of everybody playing today, but he's a big fan of that guy. That guy plays old school. You know what those guys respect the most? He sprains that ankle and he goes out and they go, oh, he's going to be out, and his coach going, you're done. And he goes, F you, I'm going right back in. Now stop.
Yeah, tapes high it up. Ankle sprain. He missed two days of practice. He was right back.
Yeah, so he gets a lot of respect. And by the way, how do you not put him in the All-Pro team or Pro Bowl? Because everybody got wrapped up in the numbers with Lamar and Josh.
They still doing
Joe.
That?
Huh?
They still doing that?
What?
The Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it's going on right now. They got flag football and
it's going on now?
Ball tag.
Maybe that's why he's not in there.
Well, that's the other thing.
They should never put him in because they just figured he's playing the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Maybe that's why they put that at the bottom. You're probably right. Kind of like Tom Brady. Like, oh, I won't be able to do that. I'm going to be either in a conference championship or a Super Bowl just about every year.
201. Ron from New Jersey says the Chiefs have won 17 straight one-score games. Not possible without getting every call your way.
By the way, if you watched them all, that's some of that had to do with the other team 100%. I disagree with that. I just, that is lazy. That's a lazy take on what Patrick Mahomes has done or the Kansas City Chiefs have done, because it's about the whole team. It can't just always be about Mahomes. I just think of two games there who just sent that text. Let me just say this to you. Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 33-yard field goal, I believe it was, to Denver, has a chip shot to win the game in Kansas City. And another game, the Raiders weren't very good or on their way to win that game, and a guy friggin' fumbles. He's looking around while the guy's in motion and takes a shotgun snap and fumble. You remember that, right, Woody? I'm throwing him out. Like, people make a lot of mistakes against that team. Now, you can call it luck because some things happen and you're like, oh, my God, you just gave it away. Yes. But I don't buy. They're used to winning close games. And by the way, if this one's close, they're going to win it too. You don't want Mahomes to have the ball on the last drive with 120 left.
I thought you liked the Eagles to win.
I do like the Eagles.
You think they're going to win still?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think I'm not going to pick them to win.
Okay. You do whatever you want, man.
I mean, until someone beats the Chiefs, that's where I'm going to keep putting my money on.
I think it gets lazy to everybody to go, the Chiefs are sitting here doing what they're doing because they get every call. They got a great defense. If we're to be honest about this, probably the best coaching in the league, starting with the coordinators. The drafting from their general manager, top five in the league. All these things come into play, but nobody wants to talk about any of them. And they have Patrick Mahomes, and you don't.
It's, you know what, man? Like, you see how serious they take this stuff. Like, look what's happening with the NBA right now. That would essentially be fixing games. Not essentially. That would be fixing games if they were giving the Chiefs calls to help them win. That would be something that, and you're about to find, like, Jontay Porter, we talked about him earlier, like, he's going to jail. Terry Rozier, I'm hoping, really hoping that he's not involved in this. But people that think these games are getting fixed, you see how serious it is when they actually catch someone.
All I know is, if he's innocent, it sure is weird that he's a lead story up here on ESPN every 5 minutes.
It's a big deal, man.
Weird one, man. It's just a...
No way he... Right?
I don't know. Usually when it's no way and you've been cleared, they don't still have you up here on a story that it's
I know.
It's being investigated by the federal government. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more stuff to get to, Wood, as we can. I tell you what, the Mahomes thing is really interesting. And Tom Brady doing the game, I just think it adds to what makes this game so special. I think Tom Brady's getting a lot better, too, by the way. I know everybody's just already, Tom's not very good. Tom Brady, I believe, is working his ass off in these games and wants to be really good. And I love his take on stuff. I want to know what that brain, when he says stuff from a guy that's won more than anybody, I like to hear what he has to say, man. I'm like, ooh, talk about winning makeup. That guy's got it. Hey, I'll tell you what, Love Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED. I'll tell you what, I don't talk enough about ED because men don't. We'll talk about low T because we understand that everybody's going to get. Men are educated enough to understand as we get older, and low T levels get real low, and all of a sudden you're tired all the time, you're moody, you're grumpy, you're not working out like you used to. It's bad. I mean, you literally, it's bad stuff. But I got to tell you, even worse than that is ED. When you get ED, it's just demoralizing. It's lack your confidence, depression, all the things when your partner says, what's wrong? I mean, it's a bad problem. And my wife, God bless her, was making excuses for me. Oh, no, I know. You got a lot on your mind. You had a long week. And I'm going, no, my ass is getting old. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and like low T, which I was, is ED. And a lot of times they run together if every man out there can be honest about it. But I do have really good news because Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it for me. Whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and you're going through it right now, it's hit or miss in the bedroom, mostly miss. and just not working, or your energy level is shot and you find yourself constantly just out of energy and tired and moody. And if you've been called a grumpy old man, you definitely have low T. You can get rid of it, because Atlantic Men's Clinic, it's a Friday. I call it Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday because I'm going down there to see the gang today myself. Well, what? Schedule a consultation. Your initial visit includes everything you need to get all your testing done, the T, the PSA test, and everything else. You meet with their professionals, but you got to set up this first appointment. We have 6 locations in South Florida. We have more on the way. I want you to call them. Call them today if you get a second and set it up, even if it's for next week. 877-455-7300. Listen, if you're going through this, most men don't want to talk about it. I get it. But if you'd like to get it back and turn back the clock 20, 25 years, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Listen, they're professional. They do it the right way. They police the program you're on to make sure you're doing it the right way and get great results.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
Man, it's been a while, and one of our favorites for sure, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice joins us this morning. Must be nice to be back home. Blackhawks tomorrow at 1 and Islanders on Sunday. Good morning, Coach.
Joe, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Hey, man, it's great to have you. And I'm watching this thing, and you're going through it. And every game, it's like, hey, we're playing pretty well. And you get the 3-0 win the other day, get the shutout against the Kings. And I was thinking about this, keeping guys motivated in the regular season after all the success that you guys have had. Is it something you concern yourself with some of the most that team, a core of that team that you had last year when you won it all?
Yeah, it's what we talk about every day. And it's almost not a motivation. It's that part's there. It's that energy source. And we've had some challenges. And one of them is, and it's a new challenge for us. What's it like when you come off winning a championship? You know what? We did a little schedule. Our schedule has been a really big challenge for us. And I think, Joe, in the end, this is going to be great for us. But to put it in perspective, if you sub out the Christmas break, the 2 or 3 days we get at Christmas, we've been at home on a 2-day block once since November 11th.
Wow.
So, and that happened to be the New Year's Eve. So I'm not sure how much rest and relaxation came off that break. So we go about 2.5 months where we're not at home for 2 days off. And you could see it in our game, except the structure of our game's good. So it's what we talk about every day. How do you find that drive? We've noticed that when we play a team that we have some history with, we play pretty darn well. Our game is solid. I think we're probably going to lead the league in back-to-back games this year. So our schedules kind of take, I don't know, so much the starch out of us. And what I'm hoping for is it takes the normal arrogance out of you after you win, that you never get to feel that good about yourself during the season because you're grinding so hard. I think that can be a great thing for us. I think we come in humbled and hungry by the time we get to the playoffs.
I always wonder this because everybody says it in our business. We'll say, yeah, you're getting everybody's best effort when you show up as champions. Do you feel that now that you're going through it, seeing everybody?
Yeah, for sure. And there's the other piece to that is we felt last year we were getting a hard fight from everybody, and that was because of the style of game we played. When you came to the rink and you were playing the Panthers, you knew it was going to be a grinder because that's the game we played. And then you come back as the champion. And we know we played Vegas at home the first time we played them after they had beaten us. That was maybe our most dominant performance of the year. This is all good. It's not an excuse. It's other teams showing you the respect for what you've done. But, yeah, they get wired for us. And we always know a bunch of guys around the league, other coaches. And you talk to them after the game, they say, "Wow, that's the best game we've played all year." You know, so this is all good for us. We're getting everybody's best. Our schedule is a meat grinder, and we're surviving. More importantly, I think in the last month, and you can't tell it by the win-loss record, we're starting to develop a style of play for this particular team. Every team is different. This team has, changing certain things that we do. We're grinding better now. We're staying closer together on the ice. We're moving as a pack better. I think we've gone through a stretch where we weren't scoring a lot of goals, and that was actually really good for us, too. I'm not worried about the offense. It'll come. But the defensive parts of our game are starting to round in to be pretty strong.
You're great about talking about your team. You've made it since day one, and you changed the style of play. You've made it about these guys and how well they play, and have been great about it. But we got to take a second. The next win will be number 900, yeah. Coach. That's a lot of yeah. damn win. And, boy, you break that into about 40, 45 wins a year. That's yeah. a lot of winning, Coach.
Yeah, it's a lot of games, and it'll be a milestone for sure. I've been really fortunate that that's been accelerated here in Florida because we've got such a good team and so many good players. But I've been lucky. Joe, at the end of the day, all of this to survive as long and then to be able to get to the end of, toward the end of your career and win a championship with a group of guys, and you get to keep that forever. That's the memory. That's the one that stands out. The single wins and losses, well, I'll probably remember Game 7 forever. But I think the, you know, what you're left with that idea is how many just spectacular men you've crossed paths with that have impacted your life and a fire for it now. Like, I'm more interested in this game and these guys than ever in my coaching career. I just love going to the rink every day. I got a great staff. We all coach together, and I get on the ice with these guys at practice today, and they're all going to be happy to see each other off a day off. We'll get up and down the ice, and we'll have some laughs, but we'll work real hard, and that's yeah. the joy of the game. So it'll be a nice number, but it's the people that that you look forward to seeing every day.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but we always talk about this on the radio because there's been drama from some of our athletes on other teams. You a little bit in football and the basketball that Pat Riley's going through with Jimmy Butler right now. What's it like? Do you ever have any of that stuff that we just don't hear about, or is it just about guys know what they make, they go play, and you just and we hear, like, you know, the Panthers, they just, you don't hear much about them except they just keep winning.
Yeah, so I'm knocking on wood all over the place right now here. this room, and certainly over the course of 30 years, you deal with just about everything that every one of these teams in Florida's deal with. All these things happen. This group of guys is a special group. It truly is, from leadership, and it starts with Barkov, the kind of man that he is, and the selflessness. Like, there's an incredibly great story going on here in Florida, and I don't know that you can find it anywhere else in pro sports, but we've probably got five or six guys here, and I'm talking about core guys, big money guys that have all taken less to stay here, and you just don't see that. There's a selflessness to this, and again, it starts with your captain. Then it starts with Matthew Tkachuk coming in and saying, no, I'm not making more than Barkov. And then you have these guys that fully, some of them it's because they've been other places and they get here and they fully appreciate what we have here. So Joe, our owner, Mr. Viola, and his family treat us and the players incredibly well. There isn't anything that these guys need. And I mean, we just got a brand new practice rink.
Gorgeous.
The players love each other in the room. This is a special place to come to work every day, and that's just not words for us. It's the truth. It's the culture. And it was built by our ownership. They brought Bill Zito in. We brought the right kind of guys into our room. And now we get to benefit from it. Now, life happens to everybody, and things happen sometimes that just probably shock you. And sometimes you got to forgive and move on. We've been really, really lucky here with the men that we have. They just love each other. And because of that, it's a nice place to come to work.
Coach, just talking to guys that know a lot more about hockey than I do. A lot of former guys are living down here. Talk about one of the things with you is your ability through the gut and brain and being around this game to make changes on your lines during games to get a better feel and how things work out. Can you talk about that? I know you have a little shakeup putting a young guy in your second line, and it's worked really well here early.
Well, it starts with really good players because you're not going to make a lot of space. This year's been different, though, Joe. Like, I think in my first 2 years, I pretty much had a really strong idea exactly what was going to happen every time I changed the lines, and it worked out that way. And we've got really good pairs. You know, the Barkov and Reinhardt pair has been just dynamic for us, and Tkachuk and Lundell and Ristolainen. So whoever you move around in there is going to have success because they're going to play with really good players. This year's been a little bit different. And part of it is what, you know, it's changed. You win the championship. This schedule has been so challenging for our group, and you're not sure exactly what you're seeing on the ice all the time. Are we just behind it? Are we playing well, but we're just out of gas? Those kind of questions a little bit more. And then almost 9 new players. So that's the challenge every year. In our situation, our core is kind of locked up. We'll always have a couple of guys coming up for contract, but we're bringing these new guys, and then we've got to integrate them. It's been a bit more of a challenge this year. The young guy they're talking about, Maki Samuskevich, and I'm always a little bit careful about heaping too much praise on these young guys. But boy, has he done a marvelous job year over year growing, and I don't even say changing his game, but rather adding a whole bunch of hard NHL things. Joe, sometimes these kids never do that, right? They come in as really skilled guys, and there's no impetus to change. They're going to put up points. They're going to put up numbers. They're going to get paid. Why would I do hard things when I've had so much success just kind of being a numbers guy? And this young man has done the exact opposite. He led our hits the other night on the road, late in a road trip, and then he and Sam Bennett have something. They just have a connection, and they are when Matthew went back to the right wing with those two guys, it looked dynamic. So it's just really good players. You know, if you got good players, you move them around, they're still good players, and they find a way.
I always like good stories, man. Spencer Knight had some issues to take care of, yeah, and his ability to come back. And you never know when one of those things happens. We see it in every sport. We talk about it, whatever you're going through. And for him to come back and play as well, I thought, well, we're going to have to check that one up. Yeah. But what a great ability to come back and be do a nice job as a backup.
Good for him, because I think a lot of hard work went into it, and he took the time and he did it right, and he works his program, and he's also an incredible athlete. And I think you're starting to see him relax a little bit in the net. He has his routine now that he's living. He's doing it right. He's putting a lot of time and effort into it, and he's starting to have a little bit of fun. He is an incredible physical athlete, and his once he learns the game and trusts his game, he's just going to keep getting better and better. I don't think these guys they don't come into their prime as a goalie until they're about 25, 26 years old. And that's usually because it takes them that long just to get enough experience on how to handle the pressure and the ups and downs of playing that unique position in our sport. So really happy with the year that he's having. He's trending so strongly for us. But, you know, based on his unique situation, all the credit to him and his family and his support group and the people around him. He's doing great. I think he's having fun on the ice, and he's part of the group now. So we're hopeful that he's past those darker days and that he can see a lot more fun days ahead of him.
Hey, Coach, real quickly, you've seen going through the playoffs from the last spot and the great run to get to the finals. You've done it from the top and taking care of it. How important is it to win the Atlantic? You guys are a point up right now, I believe, on Toronto. Is that important? Is that something you emphasize to your players?
No, I don't know how important it is, to be honest, because as you said, we got the worst seed in the league 2 years ago and won the Eastern Conference with it. And then finished first. I do think it helped last year, but you hit Tampa in the first round last year, so that's no cakewalk. And that's what's going to happen this year. So our division has the gap is narrowed incredibly. So you can finish first and hit Tampa again. Right now, the Ottawa Senators are a team that's maturing, and they're a hard out. So I don't think you can pick a team that you want to play in the first round. And where you see sometimes going on the road is the best way to start a playoff series. And we started on the road with all of them 2 years ago. So the idea we get, you know, we started on the road in the conference finals in New York, and that was good. But we started home against Edmonton, and that went 7. So maybe there's an advantage for the 7th game. I don't know the answer. I know we're not going to spend any time thinking about it. You finish first and your game isn't right, you're in a whole lot of trouble. And you can finish 8th. And if your game is right, one of my assistant coaches, Jamie Compon, coached with the LA Kings. They squeaked in the 8th spot and never trailed in a playoff series and won the Stanley Cup. So the 16 teams are so close together. And that's why our trophy is so spectacular to win, because there isn't a gap in 1 and 16. It's just so close. You've got to be right on your game for 2 straight months. And that'll have to happen this year to win again.
All right, before I let you go, trade deadline still a ways away. You still got some time. I see everybody saying, oh, they need defensive depth. Obviously, you work closely with your general manager. What do you tell him at this point? You got a pretty good feel for where you are and what you need to do. You know everybody else's team. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, most of what I do right now is you know, Bill and his pro scouting staff have gone through every team, every organization, every player that they think could benefit our team. And what I'm trying to do is push the guys that are on the edge possibly to get the best game out of them so we know what we have and what we need. The more quality games that I can get out of players 9 through 12 up front and 5 through 7 on the blue line, if we can develop a guy that we say, no, he's ready and he's fine, that's one less piece we have to go look for. So my job is to make that number real small so we get to the deadline and say, you know, one guy could really help. That's what I'm trying to do, not bring in five guys. Develop these guys into right. players that are Florida Panthers so we don't have to integrate anybody else new. I do think we've had some players from the start of the year to now really, really grow. Where at the start of the year, I would have agreed that we need what we would need, but I think our needs have slightly changed because we've had some guys really come in and step up and play well for us.
Coach, this has been great, man. Anytime you're back in town
anytime,
and feel
sir.
Like talking, love having you, and yep. thank you so much.
My pleasure. Look forward to it again. Right. Thanks.
Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, joining us, and as always, just a friggin' star to have on. Panthers in action tomorrow, 1 o'clock, then back at it on Sunday against the Islanders. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, my man over there, Jeff. Boy, we've been together a long time, Jeff. We're going back to, oh, man, before I got married. Wow. Jeff and Amanda over there, that's a father and daughter. Just a great place. If you've been to Beverly's Jewelers, you're looking for a jewelry store. Valentine's Day's coming up. Valentine's Day's coming up, and that's a big pop the big question time when a lot of people thinking about the engagement. And before you do it, you got to get that perfect ring. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Beverly's reached out to me, said we have an incredible offer. They don't want you to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. You're going to look like a superstar for $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, jewelry, and anything else you might need for that special Valentine's Day coming up. So they got some great savings, 50 to 70% off on select items. I can go on and on, but listen, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and I know you can too. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, it really is where South Florida gets engaged.